Good afternoon, I guess. This is Kim, and you're listening to the first show of Post-Adolescent School this semester. We're so excited to be here today. This is, I guess it's been a few weeks into the semester, but now we're here finally. It's just me and Daniel today, and Alec is in Studio A. And Amelia and Constantine can't be with us, but we're sending love and gratitude to them. So our first band is Anna Schoen. If you guys can all introduce yourselves, we're really excited to have you.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Anna Schoen. I'm the leader of the band Anna Schoen and the Reunion, and I have my three lovely bandmates with me.
What's up? I'm Cordell. I'm the guitar player.
I don't know if that came through. That's Cordell. That's
yeah,
guitar player.
We got it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Liv. I'm the bass player.
And we also have Mati on drums.
Yay. Okay. Yeah, you guys can just get started, and then we'll chat a little bit more later. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. It's a nice, warm, pretty warm day. And yeah, this is Post-Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Anna Schoen and the Reunion.
I hate to be let down easy, and that's all you know how to do. Could have sworn it was something wrong with me, though we both know that's not true. There's something you're not saying, this isn't the whole truth. But I'm glad to spend the summer here, with or without you. Things don't always snap in a place. You try again, you try again, you try again, you try again to fit the pieces of the game. You try again, 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 you try. Be my
That was so amazing, guys. Are you ready to go to the next song?
Yes. Okay. Those two are called Snap and Portretto. Portretto is the title track of the album I released last year. And it's out everywhere. You can listen to it. And the song is also on the album. It's called Popcorn.
Good. So that's off your new, I think I heard that on Spotify because I was kind of, you know, doing my research. So tell me about your new album.
Yeah, the album came out in June last year. It's the first like full length project I've ever done. Came together over like the course of 2 or 3 years. I think that's one of the oldest songs on it that was about leaving home when I came to college. That was really fun. I'm from Argentina, so it's a pretty far trip. And I had been talking to my mom a lot about it. A lot of the songs are dealing with similar topics, kind of coming of age in a very strange world. It was fun to make and it was fun to release, and now the songs are fun to play.
That's so cool. So is this, you guys just have the one album on Spotify, or is there more music?
There's more music. There's some singles from before, and I'm working on new stuff, but I can't really release it right now. I don't want to get into why. It's a whole thing.
Okay. I won't ask any further questions on that.
But yeah, there's some older singles, including the next song. That's called Adios. And it's about a magician. Wait, let me tune. Also, since I am from Argentina, so is Mati. A lot of the songs are at least partially in Spanish, like Portrato is. That's why it's called Portrato. It's like a mashup of the words in English and in Spanish. Me pesa tu foto en mi billetera. Me duele que lo que quisiera es saber que no te perdí. Sabías que me rompí en miles de piezas, que armar como un rompecabezas negaría lo que sentí. Nos quedaba tanto tiempo que al final se terminó. Y despertaste en mi cama como si fuera un error. Te querías liberar, pero nunca te atrapé. Enseñaste de tu magia y el hechizo se rompió y decidiste una mañana no querías decir adiós del todo. Me querías la quizás nunca quisiste.
Daniel loved that one. That was amazing.
Thank you.
What was that called again?
Adios, like
okay,
goodbye.
That's what we thought. That's so much fun.
The record is very different from the live version.
Really, I feel like honestly that happens a lot whenever we have bands that come in or artists that come in and they have music on Spotify. I always like listen beforehand to like, you know, have some ideas about what's going to go down, but it's always very different live, which...
That's the magic of live music.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we have Postal Lessons Club. Yeah, maybe do... I don't know when a good time in your set list is for a break, but maybe do like two or three more, whatever you guys are feeling, and then we can kind of do...
That's perfect. We can do two more.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
This one's called You Would Never. Guitar mic is being a little weird, so we're gonna fix that. Okay.
But yeah, I love that. I really like all of your songs have a lot of there's a lot of like style variety, and like the your guys's guitar tones are really really interesting and cool. I love like the delay switch to like the distortion. It's really fun.
The drip delays.
Mm-hmm. As a guitarist, like I really appreciate it. And I also love your guys's the color of your guys' guitars. I also have like a mint green-esque guitar.
We match.
Okay.
Cordell plays a really nice Dan Electro. I play a Reverend. Into a Line 6 Spider. Best amp in the world.
Okay, can we test out that guitar really quick? Okay, we're gonna, sorry for the technical difficulties, we're gonna switch it to another channel and see. Okay. Yeah, you know, we learn every time. This is why we need some new equipment, maybe, WFO, please, please. But, you know, this is how it goes.
As a guest artist, I approve this message.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Okay, let's see what we got.
We can also, I was going to do some solo songs. We can swap around the order of the set while you guys test stuff.
Okay, let's try it. Let's check this. I think we're good. Okay. Okay, we're good. Okay, stick to the original
Cordell
plan.
Says you can't hear it.
Can you guys hear it in the headphones here?
Yes.
Yeah? Perfect. Okay.
Can you turn it down a little bit, though? That's good.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Good to go. Keep going. Two more, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, go ahead.
This next one's called Mejor Sin Ver. We're entering the chill, relaxed portion of the set. Mati's gonna take a break now.
Cielo oscuro, un verano feroz, reír con el pecho, quedarnos sin voz, fotos borrosas, un sueño azul, un cuarto que solo veo a contraluz, y el brillo de velas que queman la piel, sonrisas filosas, almohadas de hotel. Te miro atrás de la salida del sol. 6 de la mañana, un verano feroz, que casi creí que sería verdad, salir un segundo de la realidad. Es como un estaba mejor sin ver. Abrir las ventanas, caer hacia atrás, soltar los abrigos y la soledad. Seguros en cuatro paredes sin y páginas blancas, despertar, que casi creí que sería verdad, salir un segundo de la realidad, es como un libro que no hay que leer, mirar lo que está. Salir un segundo de la realidad. es como un libro que no hay que leer. Mirar lo que estaba mejor sin ver. Mirar lo que estaba mejor sin ver.
I'm gonna do one by myself now. If that's okay. Am I allowed?
Yes. So. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
This one's called Bell Bottoms.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
I wish that I was braver. I wish I had a car. I wish I ditched the piano and just had learned how to play guitar. I wish that I was shorter. I wish that I was hot. I wish I were somebody who didn't wish they were someone they're not. I dreamed I was at a party, wearing bell-bottom pants. I didn't ask anybody, but I still found some people to dance. I think I've never had that. I thought I never would. I think I spent all of high school wondering why I wasn't cool. The mornings, learn to be good at sports. I wanna fall in love again, or something of the sort. What am I even saying? What are you listening to? I'm just some bitch complaining about the things she could never do. I dreamed I was at a party, wearing bell-bottom pants. I didn't ask anybody, but I still found some people to dance. I think I've never had that. I thought I never would. I think I spent all of high school wondering why I wasn't cool.
Beautiful. I love that. Okay. Alec is in Studio A. Let's do a little PSA and then we'll come back and we can all chat. So maybe get ready with that microphone in the middle to pass it around.
Awesome.
Okay, Alec, passing it over to you.
Hey, hey, hey. Doing the PSA. Okay. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus at Tufts University. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Alec. Support our artists. Okay, now we're gonna do a little chat. I already asked you guys this, so I know, but so that everyone knows, how did you guys all meet?
We're all current or former Berkeley students. Mati and I met because we went to the same music school back home, and then we ended up being roommates when we both went to school here. And Liv and Cordell, I met through friends, bands of friends. I stole my friend's bassist a little bit. It's fine. Liv also plays with Jessica Woodley, who's been on the show before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because I remember I recognized her, and I was like, oh, like, I know she's been here.
Small world.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover with the Berkeley bands. I feel like we have some repeat musicians, but that's always
fun.
That
may be true.
Yeah, I want to hear more about living in Argentina and how it's been, like, you know, like, when did you move here? Did you move here for college? And, like, it sounds like a lot of your inspiration in lyricism and music kind of come from that journey and that change. So I want to hear more about that.
I would agree with that. I grew up in Argentina my entire life. I moved here when I was 19 to go to college. I had started Berkeley, like, online remotely during the pandemic, which wasn't great. Didn't love that. Not the pandemic, not the Berkeley part. And I definitely would say that a lot of the music has to do with, you know, suddenly you're living, what, 5,000 miles away from home. I know Mati can speak to this too. I love Argentina. I loved growing up there. I go back every year, and I have friends and family that I miss a lot. I don't know. Mati, do you want to say something?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've loved playing with Anna. I've been playing with her for like 3 years, and I don't get tired of it, mainly because it's so fresh, because it has so much coming from Argentina, and it mixes with all that you like here. But, like, a lot of the music we play is heavily influenced by stuff that we listen to back home, or that we still listen to, but it's, like, not very American, right? So we bring it, we mix it with what we listen to from here, and that's what you get.
That is what you get.
I love that. That's really cool. And, yeah, it's so, you guys all seem really close. It's so cute that you guys are all, like, good friends, and it's always nice to see a band that actually likes each other.
We all hate each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're really fooling me. So you guys are really good actors.
They're hired actors. Actually, they're not even musicians.
Well, you guys already kind of talked about, like, some of your inspirations and influences, but are there any, like, specific artists, either, like, American or Argentinian artists that, like, have really inspired you musically?
Radiohead.
Oh, yeah.
Spinetta. Yes. I don't think many
Cerati.
Americans know who that is, but, yeah.
Gustavo Cerati. You might have heard the Musica Ligera. I call that song Argentinian Wonderwall.
That is Argentinian Wonderwall. Charlie Garcia.
I mean, songwriting-wise, also from Latin America, Jorge Drexler, who's from Uruguay. Kevin Johansson, the way he mixes Spanish and English is super cool. And for, like, U.S. artists, I'm really into Underscores lately. Wednesday. Like, that whole, like, noisy indie, but songs. I love songs.
Yeah, you guys definitely have a lot of, I can see the radio, like, there's a lot of variety, like, which I personally love, because, you know, how are you a musician if you only like one thing?
Exactly. I do like only one thing, which is Radiohead.
But Radiohead's many things, so
that's true.
You know.
But we do all listen to very different music,
yes.
Which I think adds to
Liv likes prog rock.
Sound. Yeah, I mainly like hip hop and R&B and like Corel, I guess math rock. I would say.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best formula for a good band. Like, everyone has to have different music tastes,
that's
or
true.
Else it just ends up being the same thing over and over. And then you guys can kind of get in fights of, like, what, how you want to take
it. We never fight.
Oh, yeah, right. I wish Amelia was here, because I don't know how much you guys know about Amelia. You probably, like, chatted with her a little bit, but she speaks pretty fluent Spanish.
Oh.
And she studied abroad in Madrid last year.
No way.
I don't know any Spanish, even though I'm from San Diego, which is, like, right by Mexico, but I took German, so I know a little bit of German.
Oh my god, I also speak German.
Oh really?
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, don't test me. Don't test me. But
I used to speak German and now I don't think I'm fluent anymore, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm far from fluent, but I would say that's almost so proficient maybe.
Yeah.
I wish she was here to talk to you more about all the Spanish stuff, because I love it when artists, you know, use other languages or use their native language. It's like, obviously it's very touching, and I don't know. I mean, I think everyone can appreciate an artist being real and being true to
their
background. Yeah, totally. So I love that. I mean, one of the main artists that I love who does that is Omar Apollo.
Yes.
He does it really well. His Spanish songs are so good. Like, I have no idea what you're saying, but I love it. Okay. And you guys kind of talked about, like, the album and the creative process with that, but I was wondering, like, what's in the works for the future? Are you working on, you know, more songs and albums? Do you have any, like, live shows coming up?
I'm going to answer the last question first. We do have a live show coming up. We're playing with... Can I say this on the radio?
Yeah, why not?
We're playing with Cuck Event. They are a collective that puts on live shows in Boston, and they're really cool. They have nothing to do with what the word might imply. I just realized my family's listening to this. Hi, family. That's on the 24th in... Well, DM for address. I can't tell you where it is. Cool stuff. And then as for work in the future, yes, but I can't say too much. But the next song that we're going to play is related to that.
Okay. Very mysterious. Follow them on Instagram. If you follow the post at Ellison School Instagram, which you should be, we just posted and tagged them, and we have the graphic up and everything. Oh, also, getting the word out there, we're looking for a graphic designer because Amelia's really busy. Senior year spring, she's got other stuff to do. So if anyone's interested in graphic design, we would love to talk to you. That's my promo going out. I don't think there's... I don't have any other questions, and I want you guys to be able to play all your songs.
Great.
So go.
Let's play some more songs. This one's called I Can't Fix You. Fix you. So that song is called I Can't Fix You, and it's in an alternate tuning that's really annoying, so I'm gonna tune.
Okay, cool. I can fill her.
Yes, thank you.
That was so fun. Is that the unreleased one?
Yes.
Okay. Love it. I'll be waiting for the release. Also, when you guys do release any music, feel free to like send it to the Instagram. We will repost you. I can't say that is gonna make you like, you know, number one Billboard charts, but maybe.
What do you mean?
Like, no, maybe it will. It totally will. Surpass Taylor Swift's like five albums of the year, maybe.
Dude, I'm actually so upset because that song is called I Can't Fix You. And apparently in the new album, she has a song called I Can't Fix Him.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, God.
I love. Yeah.
Well, you guys did it first, so.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift copied you, actually. Yeah, I can't say. I'm not going to give my opinions on Taylor Swift. Because.
Good.
I want to keep everything neutral. Nothing positive or negative to say. She's.
Exactly.
She's a musician. That's all I have to say.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the song is called Damn.
Stay funny, keep you far, let you forget this is the way I am. I had a hell of a sinner, then they dream about you every night this week. Wake up knowing what I wanted. Damn, I know it'd be so stupid. Risk it and then lose it. Make a fool of myself. I'll be damn, I know it'd be so stupid. Sit down closer, cause I haven't seen you tonight. Tell me about the freaks you've met so far. You leave your jacket in the car, you let me wear it on the rooftop later. It got cool at 2 a.m. The guy who lived there smoked you up. If you listen to him play guitar, you kept your parking spot till morning. Never trust yourself to drive at night. Three more people in the backseat, and in the dream that I've been having, you get off the car to say goodbye. It's all just a fantasy, cause damn, I know it'd be so stupid. Risk it and then lose it, make a fool of myself. I'll be damn, I know it'd be so stupid. If I don't wanna do this, why am I shaking, aching, praying, damn, damn you?
Beautiful. Love it. Keep going.
Okay, we have two more. And they are both on the album, so it was Damn. That one's fun to play, but it's exhausting. I'm so tired. Just kidding. I could keep going all day.
You guys have such amazing musical endurance. I'm just, I'm in awe.
Whoa. Okay, this one's called Inercia. My band again. We got on the drums holding it down currently is Mati Moar. On bass is the iconic Liv Farcohana. And on electric guitar we got Cordell Layton. And my name is Anna Shun and we are The Reunion.
Love that little in between band promo introduction. That was really cute.
It's part of the it's a relic from the live shows.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like I can imagine you guys probably doing that.
February 24th, DM for address.
Yes.
A lot of great bands on that show, honestly.
Okay. Last song. What's it called?
It's called Medicine.
Oh, I heard this one on Spotify. I remember this one.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks again for coming. It's been such a good start this semester.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
We are very happy to be here.
Yeah, super, super successful and fun. So
great.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Watch the nights blur into days. And your girlfriend said you couldn't stay. You thought you'd be with her till you turned gray. It's getting late. Nobody comes to the beach after eight. Turned orange, it's automatic. Cars go on autopilot and drive you to the hospital. Rooms are underwater, debris is floating over your head. The stars are falling or dead, 'cause you can't see them. And Elon Musk is going to space, but only him and his friends. His baby he didn't name is left behind, and the ground has started burning. The house is boiling over. It seems the world is going to end. 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 The world is going to end.
Thank you. Such a good finale. I that was great. That was so great. So it was, oh, there we go. Also, I love the scream. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to turn around and get ready for our next set by Ted Rabbit. They've been patiently waiting. They got you really early and have been hanging out and listening in, so really excited about that. And thank you guys so much again. It's so nice to meet you all, and what a great first set of the semester.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really happy to have been here.
Yay. Yeah, you guys set a high bar for the semester, so